Governor Bruce Rauner, along with IDNR Director Wayne Rosenthal, State Senator Dale Fowler, and other officials and outdoor enthusiasts, gathered at a remote, abandoned coal mine recently to announce plans are in the works for an off-highway vehicle trail that will be built at the state-owned Sahara Woods State Fish and Wildlife Area. The governor said the project will help Southern Illinois in many ways.
Thanks, everybody. This is a great day for the people of Southern Illinois. This is going to be a beautiful park. It's all about growing jobs in Southern Illinois. This is going to generate a lot of jobs, tourism, investment, visitors coming from all over the Midwest. It's also going to enhance the quality of life for the people of Southern Illinois. Everybody can come on out and enjoy this beautiful park and get out and ride in this great site. This is the perfect use for an old, abandoned, and reclaimed coal mine site.
But Barb McCassin of the Shawnee Group of the Sierra Club has a different opinion.
ATVs are incompatible with virtually every other form of recreation because they are so noisy. They cause air pollution.
McCassin said she's also concerned that the off-highway vehicles will not stay on the designated trails, but she says ATVs do have a place, just not on taxpayers' land.
You know, the ATVs should stay on private lands or, you know, OHV ATV clubs, which there are some in the area.
Mick Eddington and his recreational group Abate of Illinois, which stands for a brotherhood aimed toward education, says he's excited about the upcoming park.
Well, a lot of the people that were riding motorcycles, we're getting old, and it's getting on, you know, it's a lot more dangerous to ride, and a whole lot of our people are going towards the four-wheelers, the side-by-sides. It's a good way for your kids to learn, get your kids away from the TV and actually get them out someplace where they're seeing nature and seeing animals and, you know, enjoying. And that's something we need as a society.
IDNR Director Wayne Rosenthal said the next step in the project will be to gather input from the public and come up with an acceptable design for the trail system on the over 4,000-acre state site. He says the ATV park should be ready by the spring of 2019. I'm Kevin Boucher.